Welcome to Honeymoon Mindset. We are passionate about helping everyone be in an everlasting honeymoon phase just like us. We will teach you how to get to paradise in your relationship and stay there for the long haul. Shy away from real talk? No way. We cover it all. Fights, sex, past relationship, family issues, and way more. We are your hosts, Beth and James Deppa. Welcome to Honeymoon Mindset. I'm Beth.
I'm James. We had quite a fun week last week.
Yep.
We were on vacation. We went out to Yellowstone.
Yes, we did.
And it was a great time.
Yeah. Took a little road trip.
Mm-hmm. Drove out there. I drove our RV out there.
Yep. And I drove my mom's car. So yeah. It was my mom and I had some quality time in the vehicle for multiple hours. And
17 to be
each way. Yeah.
More exactly. I have my two youngest boys, Mike and Dante. Mike is 18. Dante is 16.
Yep.
So.
And ones you don't get to spend near enough time with. So I think that was very good too. You had some quality time just with them.
It was. It was a great time. So nice talk. Got Dante off of his phone like most teenagers are addicted to.
Yes.
So got some nice photos for our photography business.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. You had some great adventures set up. Went white water rafting.
Yep.
Along with my mother. That was, she did awesome. It was great. We had a lot of fun.
Yeah. She was quite scared there a while and didn't know if she could do it or not, but.
She was a little concerned just with wondering what the physical requirements would be, I guess, is maybe the best way to put it.
Right. Yep. But she seemed like she really enjoyed it and had fun.
Yeah. We had a great group of people, very entertaining, and they thought it was awesome that she was doing it and very willing to help. So yeah, it was great. I think probably out of everyone that was on that tour, probably your boys were the ones that had the most fun.
Yeah, because they got to ride in the front.
Yeah, they got to ride.
They call it the bull.
Ride the bull.
So
yeah.
So pretty much what that means is a lot of listeners may not know is that as you go up and down the rapids and the white water, it acts as if it was on a bucking bull.
Yep. Yeah, so they got drenched and had a lot of fun.
Yes, they did. They had a lot of fun.
And then we also, you set up a day trip for viewing some of the animals around there and checking out Yellowstone. And we had a great tour guide. She was very knowledgeable.
Yeah.
Didn't get to see quite as many animals as we had hoped or she had hoped or
no
whatnot. But again, it was a lot of fun up at before sunrise and yeah, it was great. A little chilly, but it was great.
In the morning, but during the day it got pretty warm.
Yeah, it got nice. Yeah.
So it was a nice trip, but yeah, that's also wildlife,
yep.
You know, but we also saw some amazing animals up close and personal.
Yes, we did.
So
very relaxing and time to get away and just kind of recharge like everyone needs every now and then.
Yep.
So it was great.
So what are we doing this week on our show?
You know, we're just going to talk about some things.
Some things.
Yes.
Uh-oh.
So one of the things that I thought would be great to talk about is talk about the five most important things in a relationship.
Okay.
And maybe just because with our podcast and what we want it to be able to do for people is, you know, talking about what we've learned from our previous marriages. And so maybe, you know, comparing what we've learned in our current marriage about those important pieces,
right,
to a relationship.
Okay.
So, which I think it's fitting. I have number one as self-love. And I think, again, that's kind of where we've come up with this podcast, The Honeymoon Mindset.
Right.
And how mindset is really key in anything and everything we do individually and as a partnership, as a family, as a marriage, yeah, as a business, as everything. So, we'll put you on the spot here. What have you learned, or what are the key things you would say are takeaways for self-love in a relationship?
In a relationship, that's one that I've struggled with a lot earlier this year.
Just earlier this year?
Well, no. No, not this.
Come on, let's be honest. Let's dig deep. We'll tell people what they want to know.
No, it's been a struggle for me all along. But when I went earlier this year dealing with it, it seemed to be harder because you're actually getting down to the nuts and bolts, or down deep down inside.
Down to the roots.
Down to the gut, down to the core, you know. And it makes it hard because you're dealing with past hurt, past injuries, letdowns, failures from others, from past relationships, not just from my first marriage, but all the way back to when I was a kid. You know, one of the things that I had for self-love was, I hate my birthdays. I don't like my birthdays, you know. And why don't I like it? And what has affected me? So for me to deal with that and figure out why has come to the reason why I don't had a hard time with self-love. And dealing with that also made me realize that I need to love myself. It's okay, you know, and learn from those. I guess that was the other hard part is, you know, all those letdowns, all those hard times, how do you turn around for a positive? How do you turn around for the good? How did it make me stronger as a person and not just look at it as a downfall and something that has affected me for, oh, geez. Let's see here. I am 40 some years old. So, well, you know.
Your whole life, maybe?
35, 38 years, you know, of my life where it's affected me.
Right.
And once I've dealt with it, I've also realized that when you love yourself and take care of yourself, our relationship has even blossomed more.
Right.
Because I don't have to have that doubt, that worry in me to worry about what's going on or what's going to happen. I don't have to have the fear and insecurities. I guess I also like to say, what's the difference between a fear and insecurity? They seem like they could be interchangeable, but I think they're a little different. Insecurity is something that goes back to your childhood, that goes back to when you're younger. That insecurity, it's something that keeps creeping up, something that keeps coming. A fear is something you're scared to do. Like we heard from Johnny when we had him on the show 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
You know, that self-esteem and confidence, get hurt by fear. You know, you're scared to jump off a cliff or whatever, for bungee jumping or high diving or rock cliff jumping.
Mm-hmm. You know,
that's fear. But through your challenges and stuff, those can be accomplished. And there are little fears, I think, are a little easier to accomplish than your insecurities, because a lot of times your insecurities are so deep rooted,
right,
and so deep to the core that it takes more
time. Probably been embedded a little more
Right.
Yeah.
You know, so those insecurities that you have to deal with. Right. And for me, my self-love also turned into my self-worth, mm-hmm. you know, because from all that time of not feeling important, I know I was loved, but important, but always everything else came and I always got put on the back burner with, you know, like my birthdays and other things too.
Right.
So that was that's the biggest thing for me is I learned how to love myself, you know, and I did affirmations, which came from earlier this year with Rob Dow. When you deal in stuff, look at yourself in the mirror or as you do your morning routine, you do affirmations, you know, we got some mala beads,
right.
Or you got them. And for me, it's like, I was against that stuff too, you know, yeah. But for me, it's like, it helped me focus. You know, there's 108 beads on a mala bead necklace.
Right.
And so I just went around that for at least 2-3 weeks, just saying, I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you.
Mm-hmm.
But I took my time saying it. And then, and also with my breathing, as I took it in and slowed down and actually listened to what I said. And then I switched it up to, I love you. You are worthy. And then I flipped those back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're worthy, I love you. I love you. You're worthy. So, and that really helped build my self-confidence and being able to talk to you about it and getting into, you are a big part of helping. As I was vulnerable, you didn't pry on it, but you asked questions. You were there saying, how about this? Or did you look at it this way? You play the devil's advocate and to look at it, in different eyes, mm-hmm. and help deal with some of those, or help deal with that insecurity, right. Along with journaling also helped out, you know, because then I could get deep. And when we talk about journaling, it's not the
what you did today.
Yeah,
it's not the diary journaling kind of thing,
or the junior high girl thought of journaling that comes to mind when you say journaling diary.
Yeah.
But journaling is no. Let's
7 layers deep.
Yep.
Or in some people's say 14 layers deep.
The snot bubbles. Gotta get the snot bubbles out there. So.
Right.
That's where I learned about self-love. If you can't love yourself, you'll keep those insecurities and fears there. You'll let them speak volumes to you. And you'll sort of almost let them control you versus you controlling them.
Right.
And when I got control of that, our marriage, our relationship has gotten so much better.
Right.
Just because of that.
I would agree. Yeah. And I think we both have definitely in this year have agreed that you have to start with yourself to be able to make any relationship, anything better.
Yeah. Yes.
So I think it goes back to that self-love too. You have to love yourself. And that's a huge thing that I've learned. I have to love myself before I can truly love you.
Right. And I'd say we've had issues in the past, let's say, but you know, it's been over a year now that we've been working on ourselves.
Right.
And even before that, yeah, we had issues. We worked on our marriage. We did stuff to help improve it. But we tried to work on our relationship and not really focus on ours. We saw improvement or should I say more like a band-aid on the solution or a band-aid on the issue, whatever it may have been at the time.
Mm-hmm.
But I would say after this last year of really diving it, especially after the first year when we really, really, really got into it hardcore,
yep,
is when we realized that when we work on ourselves, those other things sort of go away because then you're dealing with those underlying issues of what is hurting the relationship.
Right.
And then the other stuff, the relationship just sort of fixed itself or even got better on its own without right. us really quote unquote working on the relationship.
Yeah. And I know for me, the self-love has been a huge journey
because I've been one that I'm very full of love, but not for myself.
Oh yeah, I hear you there. That's me too. Yeah.
Yeah. So, and even as our friendship started, it was you being encouraging about different things for myself that I didn't, I just kind of blew off because,
right.
You know, it just, I didn't see it. I didn't feel it. Okay. Whatever. Where, you know, in our journey, you know, it's really getting down to those roots saying that, yeah, I have to love myself before I can love other people, before I can really be there for someone else. Because if I don't know myself and love myself, you know, then it's just, it's just kind of a cover up. It's not a full
right
emotion that you're giving out, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it does. You can't give that full emotion because if you don't love yourself, how can you love somebody else 100% or fully,
right,
without being able to deal with that?
Well, and I think too, you know, it gets into your confidence where when you have confidence in yourself, it's easier to have those hard conversations, to dig deep into your relationships because you know what's right. You know what is in your heart, and no matter how it is taken, no matter how the conversation goes, it's not something to back down. Previously,
right,
you know, you know, I hate confrontation. I mean, just in general. But, and maybe confrontation's a bad word, but, you know, if there was any thought that there would be confrontation, I would just drop it, back off, whatever. It's like, nope, not going to go there. And even though it was maybe something that I should have continued standing up for, because of the worry of confrontation and, you know, not having that confidence in myself, it would get swept under the rug.
Right.
So, you know, now having that self-love and that confidence, it's easier to talk about and deal with anything that comes up.
Right. Yeah. Well, even like what Matt and Kimberly said last week in the show, you know, how they were separated because they didn't have that self-love and they didn't have that commitment for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And then once they worked on that, their marriage grew back together. They got back together. It took time.
Right.
Now, I think the other thing is when we're talking about self-love, we're not talking about not the self-love as the arrogant, the self-pompous right. type of self-love.
Exactly.
Me, 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 me.
Yep.
You know, it's more trying to better ourselves as an individual, that kind of self-love.
Exactly. Better ourselves to be better together.
Right.
Yep.
You know, and even as Matt and Kimmer said, they weren't focused on themselves. They didn't, I guess I got from them as also, they were more always on edge, ready to attack each other.
Right.
You know, they're going to do this. Well, I'll retaliate this way. So they're not talking about that type of self-love, that type of self-protection. It's the, okay, this is who I am. This mm-hmm. is the way I am. And then for us too, that we've gotten there too. And as we worked on ourselves and dealt with that, it's not like that. I guess I should say for me, is when I found out and got that self-love the right way, it made it easier for me to want to please you as my wife and try to meet your needs.
Right.
Because yeah. as we talk about next week, are the five love languages with Gary Chapman.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it made it more sense when we went through that book together, what it meant, what they were. And then as we went through it, it really clicked with both of us.
Right.
As a self-love. Oh, this is my love language, or this is my top two love languages. And mm-hmm. this is how it helps each other.
Right. Yeah. I'm really excited about that for next week. So yeah, I think that was great. I think we covered that pretty well. So number two I have is respect.
Respect.
R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Tell me. Sorry, go ahead.
That was nice, but
don't quit your day job.
Yeah. Respect. You got to respect each other. I guess that also comes back. How can you respect yourself if you don't have self-love?
Mm-hmm.
And when you love yourself, you respect yourself. You respect who you are. And when you respect yourself, it's easier to respect other people.
Right.
How can you expect other people to give you the respect when you don't respect yourself?
Exactly.
You know, a lot of people say, oh, they can look at you and tell something's off, something's not right. And as you're looking at that, and, you know, I give that person all the respect in the world, respect, but they don't give me, probably because you don't have enough respect in yourself, you know? So you got to respect yourself. And then everybody else, respecting them is for when you get, when I irritate you, upset you, which I don't try to do, even though you think different at times. Or listen.
Anyways, where were you going with that?
Because of respect, you learn that I need to give you that space. That's respecting you as a person, respecting you as an individual and who you are. And also when I learned those love languages, now I know how to help meet those and do better at that. And even with the 7-day challenge at the beginning of July on the Honeymoon Mindset Facebook page, you know, doing that, it's like got back to the basics, which really meant to me as I look back on it, is we're looking at what does it mean to be grateful? What does it mean to show your love and stuff? And as I was doing that or putting those videos up, 5 out of the 7 challenges had nothing to do with physical contact, physical touch, sex, or anything. It always had to do with something with doing something for the other person, showing them respect, showing them love,
mm-hmm.
you know, because sometimes, a lot of times, that speaks more volumes than anything.
Right. And I think that's what you were getting to also, that the respect is definitely a two-way street. So, you know, if I respect you and you don't respect me,
right?
Obviously that relationship is not going to be its best.
Right.
Or vice versa.
And the best is if you're wondering something, I know I wonder stuff and I know you do too. And you just ask, you got to find out, okay, they're irritated. What did I do? And you may not realize that you upset the other person, but I know when I ask you, it's like, I'm confused on something because things change. Those individuals, your spouse, your partner is going to change. I know you've changed.
Mm-hmm.
Subconsciously, you change without knowing it. And as you make those changes, yeah, what takes respect for you is going to change a little bit over time too. So yeah, sometimes you got to connect and ask or just say, hey, you know, I really don't like that anymore. I don't appreciate that. Please don't do it. They're telling you what, or I tell you what I need for respect.
Mm-hmm. Well, and also even just the respect of letting someone talk, you know, fully listening, not judging.
Most definitely.
But also just knowing that you have the respect so then you can have those open communications. Yeah, I mean, I guess, respect goes very far. And again, it's not just in a marriage relationship, right. In any relationship.
Oh, yeah, most definitely, you know, in space too, because there's some stuff. I know when you're journaling, I never read your journal or went back and, what did she say about me? What is this? And I know you didn't either, but it's also, you know, out of respect for you and your privacy. And right. that trust and that love for you and that respect, I know that I don't need to worry. And I have that respect for you. And there were times where you wanted me to read it, and I just read what you said I could read if I wanted to. Not all the times I read it, but sometimes, yeah, I did go back, okay, what'd she read? Because of what, through the journaling process, what you came up with, what you discovered,
right,
and you wanted to share, and vice versa.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's a great point. Like, you know, it just depends on what the other person feels. I mean, I guess, like when you were talking about journaling, and so, like I told you, I was fine if you ever read my journal. You know, we talk about everything. There are no secrets, and
nope. There's,
you know, I had no problem if you ever did, but yes, there are definitely times that it's like, oh, just read it. You know, like you'll get it better if you just read how it came out of my mind. But that doesn't mean everyone would be on the same page. So yeah, respecting if they haven't come out and tell you that, like the journaling, you know, yeah, mm-hmm. I'm fine if you read it. You know, if they don't come out and say that, then the assumption would be that you don't do that.
Right.
If it's something you are super curious about, then you ask that question. But
I say respect also goes to what your spouse or partner does for a living, because you work for the state of Minnesota as well.
Mm-hmm.
Which has a lot of confidential and privacy issues and stuff.
Oh, for sure.
So I can't, oh, what did you do? Oh, who'd you deal with? I can't, out of respect for you and your career, I can't ask that. I can't go there. I ask general questions about how your day was and right. If you got everything done and anything bother you. I'm not looking for details. Yeah, I struggled on this point. Oh, did you get taken care of? Because no, I don't like to see you struggle during the day or have hardships. And I know you don't want that for me, but you still want to hear about it. And mm-hmm. I still want to hear in general what I can hear about.
Right.
And like 3 weeks ago when we had the question about hobbies, and the same thing respect there, we have respect for each other's different hobbies and stuff. No matter how, I guess even somebody was, you know, we gave the example of needlepoint or crocheting, or I threw out gunky gunk, getting dirty and science experiments or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Out of respect for you, I ask you what you're doing because I care. That's showing respect for you and your hobby, your interests.
Right.
But I don't make fun of it. I don't tease, or we might joke around with it very playfully, but
right.
When you get that respect, you know where that line is.
Right. Which I guess, I think all of this conversation, and which of course we'll find out that they're all going hand in hand, but leads directly into what I have for number three, which is trust.
Number three, trust.
Which I guess, I'll kind of start this one off.
Okay. Ready, set, go.
I would say without trust, and that's been in previous relationships for me, when you don't have that trust, you don't have a relationship.
Oh, most definitely. Yeah.
But and again, it doesn't even have to be marriage. It can just be friends. It can be, you know, friendship, children, whatever. If you can't have trust, if you don't trust each other, you know.
Right alongside that, you got to say honesty too.
Mm-hmm.
If you have that trust, somebody's going to be there honest with you, right. Whether you like to hear it or not. You know, you're going to have that trust and honesty. And through trust, in order to build that trust, you got to get respect.
Right. Yep.
Consistent respect. And a lot of people say, I don't trust that person. Well, they don't have that respect. What is it? There's just something about them. I know we've said a lot when we're looking at bigger purchases or big deals or information. I just don't trust him. I just don't like that person because there's just something about them that's off.
Right.
You know, you got to build that rapport. You got to build that respect and trust.
Right.
So.
Yeah. Trust is huge. And I think that's where we are too. I mean, we've always, well, okay. I'll speak for myself. I've always trusted you. And, you know, I've always tried to be trustworthy to you. And that's where we can be open and honest and have that respect so that we can discuss anything. And again, it doesn't mean that I'm going to like what you're going to say or right. that I'm going to like your opinion, but I can trust that when I'm asking for your input, your opinion, whatever, you're going to be honest with me. And even though if I tell you, well, I don't believe that, or that's not how I look at it, that it's not going to get mocked. It just turns into a conversation, and sometimes we can change views, but
right. Yes.
We can, you know, there's just that trust that it's going to turn into a good conversation and a good outcome, whatever it might be.
Right. And as you're talking about, as you ask for my opinion or even times when I've asked your opinion, I know with the trust that you built that I'm going to respect your opinion, whether I agree with it or not.
Right.
And if I don't agree and if it makes me upset or vice versa for that matter, I know what that trust there is that we can, like you said, we can talk about it and I can ask, why does that upset you? Why does that irritate you? Because that trust and respect, or you didn't like, I don't like your response to me or my question, but why do you say that? Why? Yeah, what you're saying is irritating me or upsetting me, not sitting right with me, but why did you say that?
Right.
Because of that respect and that trust in you, I know you're going to tell me why you're saying what you're saying or do.
Right. And also, I know sometimes we kind of tease or joke around with each other,
right.
But with so much social media and so much technology, you know, to have that trust too, that I don't have to worry
right.
that you're doing something that I would be disappointed in.
Right.
And vice versa.
I can think of back to when we had Jess and Rita on the show.
Mm-hmm.
And we hooked up with them last week. And they were like, were you guys bantering? Did you guys irritate? No, that's just us having fun a little bit, trying to figure out our opening, you know. We weren't mad. We weren't angry. We were just that. And, you know, as you're talking about electronics, internet, social media, that trust I have for you and built in you and from you, I have no desire. Or even walking down the street, you know, you always see those guys looking back and stuff in the movies and on Facebook, those one
memes.
Yeah. I don't do that. I don't have a desire to, because I have that trust for you and from you and respect for you.
Right.
You know, that it's like, it doesn't matter to me. And you are pretty damn good looking too. Pretty sexy in my mind. So that's all that matters.
Yeah, that's all that matters is that you think that.
You know, and so that I don't want to wreck that. I don't want to hurt our relationship any. I don't want to cause any doubt or fear in it. So I have no desire.
And I think, I guess what I was thinking of when, you know, talking about social media and whatnot, I mean, obviously there's texting and there's whatever, but I know for us, we both are in so many different groups on like Facebook, social media, you know, working our businesses and whatnot, where again, it's like, there's no fear that, oh, well, you're in this group and this group and this group, and there's all these girls and whatever, or you're getting messages from girls, or, you know, I mean, it's like, they could be drop dead gorgeous, but because of the trust we have, or the trust I have in you, that's not even in the back of my mind. I mean, it's like, no worries, because
no. And I know there's times where I've questioned you on, oh, who are you getting messages from? Or what's this guy you're messaging? I don't care. Look at my phone. You know, because that trust, and you want that respect from each other and for each other and trust and stuff, that it doesn't matter. There's, like you said before, we have nothing to hide from each other. We tell each other everything because we have that honeymoon mindset. We want that paradise with each other, no matter what.
Right.
And I know when we've had arguments and disputes, we're both like really irritated with each other, upset, but we both feel that, okay, we'll figure it out and we'll move on. It's not that big of a deal. We just got to take time away, trust each other, and come back and work it out.
Yep, for sure. Which again leads to number four that I have, which is openness. And I guess when I say openness, what pops in my head is that open communication, which again goes hand in hand with trust and respect that, I know there are, which again, from this last year.
Just to cut in, I would even say go back further to self-love.
Right.
Because if you're not open with your self-love, it affects all those other things. And I think we both can agree that as we dealt with it, and as we're more open or vulnerable, if you want to use it, then we built more trust with ourselves and with each other.
Right. Yeah. But I know, like, this last year is, you've grown so incredibly much, but I know there are some insecurities that you still hang on to and you've worked through, like I said, it so much.
Right.
But that openness of, you know, if there is a question like, okay, you're getting a lot of notifications here. Who's, you know, who's all that from? And where it's like, oh, it's, and I'll tell you. And, and even like you said, offer my phone, like, here you go. You can read all the details if you want. It's probably not that exciting, but.
But usually when I notice that with my openness, my vulnerability, I can start feeling it and I can let you know.
Right.
That way you can pair. It's like, okay, here we go again. This is not going to be fun. How long is it going to last this time? But then it's also, you also take a more proactive
role. Well, I think that. Exactly. I mean, that's the openness where, like you said, you've been vulnerable and you've said how, you know, that can be an insecurity for you.
Right.
And so I know that I try then to do things to enhance that trust that you should have in me or can have in me. And show you the respect that, you know, this is something that is deep in you that you're working on.
Right.
And it's not because you don't trust. It's because of past
experiences.
Things that have happened. So.
And we got to go on the record and say, yeah, you have issues too, dear.
Oh, I never said I don't have issues. This is only an hour show. Come on now.
Well, even last week when we're sleeping in the coach.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you deal with claustrophobic and anxiety, and at night you would get that.
Right.
We, as hopefully most married couples, you know, they like to cuddle at night, and you're like, nope, this isn't doing. And without trying to dwell on it at night when we're getting ready for bed, it's like, okay, what's going to be acceptable tonight? You right. know, I'd ask you not right. to dwell on it, but I want you to get a good night's sleep. I don't want you to feel claustrophobic or anxious or anything, but I also want to be there to show each other our love the way we like to cuddle at night,
mm-hmm.
you know, in bed, because we like that. And we feel that's part of the honeymoon mindset, you know? And as we're doing that, as I was doing that, it's like, yeah, I get you thinking about it. Unfortunately, it's like, and I know I told you a couple of times, I'm not trying to get you to think about it. I'm trying to make it so that we can be as normal as possible without sending you or getting you close to, I'll call it the edge, you know,
mm-hmm. freaking out. Yeah.
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 But that's you being open and vulnerable too, saying, okay, no, 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 this won't work. That won't. Okay. I won't do it. And then even though I was doing something, is this okay?
Right.
You know?
And so. Usually I was like, for now.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens.
And then without fuller days where I was usually out anyways.
Yeah. You usually don't take too long to fall asleep in general. So
yeah.
Kind of makes me jealous, but maybe I'm just boring. I don't know. But no, that's a very good point. And it is, it's also being able to be honest with you about that, because I'm not versed in the anxiety that in which you're referring to. So I don't know, you know, what other people's experiences might be if they have episodes like that.
Right. Yeah.
But it's like, I don't even know the answers, but yet if I don't talk to you about it, if I hold it in, I do know it's just going to fester and it's going to get worse. And, you know, I guess I don't want to know what would happen, what I would do with something like that. So at least it's like, and I right. know it's frustrating because you're definitely a fixer, you know, you want to fix a situation and
yes, it's hard for me. That's one thing I've worked on is this past year, especially, is I've learned that no, I can't fix everything, or sometimes you don't want it fixed, especially when you don't know. And I guess that also comes back from being diagnosed with chronic migraines.
Mm-hmm.
I got to be okay with not knowing the answers, but I have to keep plugging away trying to help solve it for myself, because nobody else can figure it out.
Right.
You know, all I can do is, okay, what triggers it and what helps calm it down? So when I do have that migraine sneak up, I can start doing stuff and let you know too, you know,
right.
And together we help try and solve it and figure it out.
Yep.
So.
Yeah. So moving on from there, for number 5 is passion. And I would say, just talking about this experience, you know, I'm very grateful for your passion in caring about me and wanting to fix me. Good luck with that. Or fix my symptoms of, you know, when that happens, which it hasn't happened for so long. So it
really flares up. Yeah. You don't
really sucked, but
passion also means, I guess, even last week, I guess I've learned that
sex.
Oh, that's what you're talking about now?
Is that not where you were going?
No, because as I was commenting, passion for you also means to come alongside and help you. Not so much fix it, but help.
Yes.
Because of that passion.
Yes.
Sex? Really?
I mean, that is passionate.
It is passionate. And yeah, in my mind, no, I think we need to have more passionate sex.
Oh, I know you do.
But also, you know, yes, I have a much, much, much higher sexual drive than you do.
Yes, you do. You're probably, you know, the normal guy.
Probably. But for you, I'd say it's gone down since we first got married and stuff.
Your sexual drive for me? Thanks, honey.
No, your drive. But it's also come alongside and figuring out, what do we need to do? How do we make it better? Not fix it, but make it better. And I know it takes time. And I know for a while there you get frustrated with me because it's like, let's go, let's go, let's go. Like, oh. But it's also respecting you and your drive, because eventually I don't want you to, I don't want to say regret, but not looking forward to it a bit. I can't think of the word. But I want you to come more naturally, so it's more willing, and so you don't have a distaste for it.
Right.
Or, and you know,
I mean, I'm not complaining about our interactions at all. I know you want them more frequently.
Yeah.
I think, I don't know. I guess I feel like I'm maybe like a lot of women, where it's just like there's 50 million things going on in your head. So by the time you go to bed, because yeah, that's usually when it happens because of everything else that's going on. It's like,
say it doesn't
happen. I know.
Yeah. But I think that's also learning the difference between men and women. Men can
Now neither of us can say it.
Carmentalize. That's closer.
Put them in categories.
Yes. Put in different boxes.
Yes.
And deal with that issue.
Yeah.
And not have to deal with it.
One of your boxes is sex.
But where women, they sort of keep everything jumbled up and they deal with stuff. But in my defense, I'm a thinker too.
Yeah. Oh, you definitely are. Yes.
You know.
And an overthinker. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But like you're saying, you know, whether it's the guy gene or whatever, you know, you're able to put that stuff aside if.
Yeah.
For passionate lovemaking.
But passion for me also means you're respecting that person.
Yes.
You have that trust. Passion isn't let's get in the sheets and get dirty. Passion is showing love, appreciation, caressing, coming up behind them and or just hugging them for the day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the other thing that we have in our bathroom, I guess, is a placard that I made.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing that we both like, always kiss me good morning and good night.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, start the day off right. Give them that passion right away. Show them that you're grateful. Being grateful is showing passion.
Right.
You know, trying to help them with a task or helping them solve an issue or problem or something that's frustrating them.
Yeah.
Or just sitting there listening is passion. Passion has so many forms and so many ways of showing itself versus just sex.
Right. Oh, for sure.
You know,
I just thought I'd be the one to
break the
to
ice.
Go down that road, not make you do it. But no, I think, you know, like we've been talking about, all five of these, self-love, respect, trust, openness, and passion, they're so intertwined that, you know, if any of them are out of sync, your relationship is probably going to be stressed, at least
right
to a point. And like you're getting to, like you're saying with the passion, you know, all these things have to happen for there to be passion.
Yes.
Both just in general and in the bedroom.
Yep. And a great way to take care of all this is to learn somebody's love language. So join us next week when we'll have Dr. Gary Chapman, New York Times bestseller in the last 15 years, in the top five. He's written more than just the five love languages. He's written it for teens, kids, businesses, school, everything. So he'll be on our show next week.
Yeah.
So tune in to Honeymoon Mindset next week.
Yes, that's going to be awesome. Check us out on Honeymoon Mindset Facebook group and PassionateLifeMentors.com and also on Facebook.
Yep, the Honeymoon Mindset Facebook group. And if you're listening to reruns, please rate the show. We really appreciate it. Thank you.
Thanks. See ya. Thanks for joining us this week on Honeymoon Mindset. Make sure to check us out at our website, www.honeymoonmindset.com. If you found value in our show, please check us out on our Facebook group, Honeymoon Mindset, and share with a friend. If you and your partner want to experience more passion in your relationship, please send us an email at passionatelifementors@gmail.com. Be sure to tune in every Thursday at 1 p.m. Central. Thank you. This is Beth.
And James.
Live like us in paradise with a honeymoon mindset.